Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. We're talking this morning with Barden Heft. He is the president of the board of directors of the Jaques Art Gallery in Aiken, Minnesota. Barden, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about the Jaques.
Well, it's a great small museum in northern Minnesota here, and we our namesake, of course, is from Francis Lee Jaques. He was a fabulous nature artist, natural artist, and just does fabulous work. He's noted for primarily his large dioramas that he paints, both at the New York City Natural History Museum, as well as the Ford Bell Museum down in the campus of the University of Minnesota. So he's just a wonderful artist, extremely creative, primarily self-taught, but he's from Aiken, Minnesota, and so we have our center here for him. So we have two different parts for the Jaques Art Center. The first part, of course, is a private gallery for Francis Lee Jaques' art and the writings of his wife, who was a author, and then he illustrated all of the books that she wrote. But then we also have the Carnegie Gallery up front where we have rotating exhibits.
And so your current exhibit, is it called Canvas?
Community Canvas.
Or Community Canvas.
Yeah, it's the Community Canvas program. We had it, we developed it, actually took the idea from the Minneapolis Institute many years ago. But what that is, it's a Community Canvas program. And in order to get the community involved, we wanted to have everybody enjoy the fabulous art experience and a challenge of painting, even for those who normally don't do art. But we wanted them to try. And so it was such a great hit in 2014 that we brought it back this year. And it's just a fabulous show. We absolutely love it. What we do is we purchase the canvases ourselves, and then we simply hand them out to everybody in the community, advertise about it. So we hand out a lot of canvases, and this year we've gotten back right around 300 canvases. So we hung the show a couple of days ago and had a fabulous opening reception just this Saturday. Probably had a couple hundred people attend the reception. But we, like I say, we have right at 300 people submitted their works of art, and it's an extremely colorful show. And the community loves it, and the people love it. And, of course, the grandparents and the parents love it, of the little kids that also present. So it was just a fun event.
So when you hand out the canvas, is there a theme that you give to the person that's going to be doing the painting, or a medium that is required? Can it be water, oil, chalk?
No theme at all. It's an open program and exhibit, so they can do anything that they would like, and it's actually any medium. So it's a challenge to hang it, but it's extremely interesting when you look at it, because we have watercolor, acrylics, oils, wood carvings, weavings, quilting, all kinds of medium. And it's absolutely gorgeous. We have people presenting in this Community Canvas show from actually all over the United States. And we have professional artists as well as a lot of local artists that are just giving it a try from the first time. So what's really fun about it is we have the people working on this thing. And they range from the age of our youngest person that presented this year was 2 years old, and we have some that are in their 80s, so
Wow. It's
just a lot of fun.
We're talking with Barden Heft today. He's the president of the board of directors at Jaques Art Gallery in Aiken, Minnesota. Are you an artist?
I'm an architect by trade, but it's not that I don't do art. I also, of course, do art. I'm an artist, architect by trade, and, of course, we have to do an awful lot of renderings and drawings for that.
So how would you grade the quality of the art that's come in? I mean, are there some pieces that are just completely stunning, or and I imagine the two-year-old, I can think about maybe a finger painting.
Yes, I wouldn't. Not everything in this show is stunning. We have in some of our shows, because we have rotating shows in that gallery, so we have six or seven shows a year, and sometimes we have solo shows, and sometimes we have two or three artists in a show. But when we do something like this with the community canvas and we have around 300 people, there are some paintings within that, though, that are absolutely stunning, absolutely stunning. Raleigh Kinney, for example, who is a plein air painter, and he originally was from Crosby, Minnesota. He lives out west right now. But as an example, he used to be the president of the Plein Air Painters Association for America, and his is absolutely stunning. Dwayne Barnard, who's a famous in this area watercolor artist, his is stunning. So there's several people that have absolutely stunning artwork in the show, and it goes from all gamuts, and it's just absolutely fabulous what a lot of these people can do, and they absolutely love it. Now, we have a kaleidoscope program class when we do our classes, for example, and our kaleidoscope program here at the Jaques is once a month on the first Saturday. We have a class held for all the young kids, and they come in and they paint, and they just absolutely love it. Now, last month, we had a class for them where they actually painted their painting for this show. And so it was just a lot of fun for them, and they absolutely loved it.
So if I wanted to see the exhibit, what are your hours, and is there a charge to come into the museum?
Yes, we are right on the main street of Aiken, Minnesota, right across the street from the courthouse on Highway 210. And it's open from Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 4, and we're always open on those hours, and it's open to the public free, and people just love it. Now, we are handicapped accessible, so everybody can come in and see the place with the elevator system and the ground lobby, et cetera. But it's just a lot of fun to see the place. It doesn't cost anybody any money to do that, and then not only are they able to see this particular show with approximately 300 works of art, but then we also have our permanent collection. So we have roughly, at the moment, about 25 to 30 original Francis Lee Jaques paintings and drawings that are displayed in the Carnegie Gallery.
What will be your next exhibit?
Our next exhibit coming up is one that we do annually, and it's a juried show. The current show, the Community Canvas, will hang through the 2nd of September, and our next show coming up will be starting on the 8th of September, and it's a juried show. So we have an annual juried show, so it is a competition show. The theme for that show is light show, whatever light you envision as you're working on your paintings. And so that's going to be really great, and we do have a lot of people that also present for that, since it's an open competition. Not nearly 300, but we have probably anywhere from 25 to 30 people that like to present into that, because it does cost some money for the registration of that, but there are great prize money involved in that for the people, so they really love that. There will be an opening reception for that on the 9th of September, and of course the public is certainly able to attend for that with us, and we have a wonderful award ceremony and hors d'oeuvres and tea and coffee and things like that.
What do you think the Jaques Art Center brings to Aiken?
Well, for this small community, and you don't find these kind of museums in small communities very often, but it brings an appreciation for the arts, and I'm... Now, Aiken also has the Friends of the Arts organization, which is, now the Friends of the Arts is more in tune with theater and poetry reading and writings and that kind of thing. We are an area that is primarily for the visual arts. And, you know, the schools nowadays don't have as many programs any longer for the people attending classes in the visual arts and painting and drawing and that kind of thing. So this brings an opportunity to have that in our communities, and it's open to everybody. So we have art classes going on all the time in our classrooms, and the people just love that. And I just think it's a wonderful thing to be able to have these available for people to appreciate these arts. Now, the other thing that's fabulous about it is that in this small community, we bring in other shows also, of course. We've had shows from all over the world here. So the only other way you can get some of these shows and the artwork that we show is to go down to places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and go to the Minneapolis Institute or the Bell Museum or the Minnesota Society's Museum. Here, we have that experience for those people and all the people in our community from all ages, and they absolutely love it.
That is Barden Heff, president of the board of directors of the Jaques Art Gallery in Aiken, Minnesota. Barden, it was great talking with you today. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.